Welcome back to the second hour of Love Babs Love Talk. I'm delighted. Yay, Ryan, unmute yourself. How are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
It is so nice to see you. So Ryan Rook, Rooks, I spelled your name wrong. I didn't put the S. I just didn't put the S on it. I'm going to go back and fix that.
Yes. It's plural, so, like a chess piece.
Yes, I love it. So she is the aquatics director at LEAP.
I met her
at the LEAP dinner over at the Schubert Theater that was hosted by Bill Assatine and Ruby Melton. And I was just so delighted. She's very tall and very beautiful. And when I found out she was the aquatics director, because I guess y'all rolled out swimming, getting ready for swimming. I think you're in the midst of swimming. And I think you've got some adult swim coming up or something.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Yes. So we actually have four classes going on. We have three children swim lessons and one adult swim lesson.
Wow. What are the dates?
So it's actually going on right now. So it goes on for 5 weeks and we started on March 13th and it goes until April 17th. Yes, but the second round of registration will start the week of April 10th.
Okay, so that's another 5 weeks. So are you going to do this all summer? Like how often are you going to do this?
Yes, we're going to be doing it year round.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Were you doing it year round before you came?
Okay, so there was no really aquatics program during the pandemic. So right. To answer that, no, it wasn't year round in the past 2 years, but prior it was.
Mm. All right. So tell me about your life in swimming and then we'll come back to LEAP because I'm fascinated by you. And I love that you're a beautiful Black woman talking about we gonna all swim. So
yes. Okay, so I've been swimming since I was about 5 years old, and I remember my very first swim lesson was at a place called Swim Atlanta, because I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yay! And we love Atlanta.
Yeah, represent the South. And my mom put me in a swim lesson at Swim Atlanta because she did not know how to swim. And one of the first lessons they taught me was how to float on my back. And I remember floating on my back, just laying there and then freaking out in the water. Like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Of course I didn't drown, but I did freak out while floating. And now that I'm the aquatics director, I can empathize with the children swimmers that freak out in the water because like as a woman of color, I understand the fear of the water that our community has gone through.
Mm. I swim, but I'm not, I get nervous about floating. I know how to swim, but I still cannot do it on my back. Like I still don't have the courage to do it on my back. I'm gonna come back and try. All right, so did you swim in high school? Did you swim in college? Like what?
Yeah, so I did swim team in middle school and in high school, and my go-to stroke was breaststroke.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's powerful.
Yes, I have some strong thighs. Yes.
Who among us?
You need that leg power.
So where'd you go to college, Ryan?
I went to
university. Don't mind my camera. My camera is a acting crazy these days. So where'd you go to college?
I went to the University of Georgia. Go Dogs.
Yay! Not Spelman. Yeah. They don't got a pool at Spelman.
I actually don't know about that. I assume no, because it's an HBCU and historically, you know, Black people don't swim.
Well, you know what? I had to take swimming to get out of college. I went to HBCU. We had an Olympic sized pool and I had to swim to get out of it. Because in those days, you know, I'm old. So in those days, you had to take like physical education as part of your electives. And so swimming was the one I had no choice. So I got a C in it, and I was an awful swimmer. Like, I was terrified.
Where did you go to school?
I went to a little school in Concord, North Carolina called Barbara Scotia College.
You know, my grandma lives in Thomasville. So, So whenever I was in Georgia and went to go visit her, I would pass by Concord and Concord Mills.
Yes. Absolutely right. Yeah. Absolutely right. So you probably passed my school a gazillion times and didn't even know it. So, all right. So when you want people to swim, how do you invite them to swim? What do you say to our community? Because we're still very fearful about this, Ryan.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that swimming is a crucial skill to know. You know, like, we go on vacation and there are pools. We visit family members and there are pools. And, you know, it's very, I can see why that there is so much fear in our community, because according to the CDC, the drowning death rates of African American people is 1.5 times higher than the rates for Caucasian people, and the disparities are highest among African American children ages 5 through 9 and ages 10 through 15. Mm-hmm. And so something I tell our community is, like, come learn how to swim. You know, like, it's a great skill to know, and it helps with our physical health, same with our mental health.
I love it. All right, so as aquatics director, what are you tasked with doing?
Okay, so every morning I come into LEAP, and one of the first things I have to do is test the pH and the chlorine in the water. So I have, like, my little kit, and I test the water, I put all the chemicals in to make sure everything is right. And then I go to the basement, and I have to turn on a water pipe, which gets fresh water into the pool. And then I also have to change the chlorine tabs to make sure that the chlorine levels stay well. And I also just do, like, a lot of other, like, chemistry in the basement. So that's the first thing I do. And then I also have to do laundry, because we provide swim trunks, swim caps, swimsuits,
really?
Goggles. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Exactly. We provide all the materials.
For kids.
Yep. And for adults if they need it.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that. That's such a, you know, because that takes the cost thing out of it for parents, right? Because, you know.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly. So I absolutely love that we do that. And so because we provide all of these things, I have to do a lot of laundry. So I come in. I come in and I use the Tide Pods and I do a couple loads of laundry. And then when my staff comes in, we all fold it together. And I also, you know, I have to keep track of all the numbers that I've, like, that I found, like, in the basement and through the pool. I also have to just do, like, administrative things, like ordering stuff for the pool, and also interviewing local high schoolers to become swim instructors and lifeguards.
How does that go? Talk to me about that. Because when I took swimming at, I took LEAP swimming a while back, and I had a wonderful young man who was, you know, because I wanted to, like, just refresh. So he was very helpful. And he's like, Miss Ivy, you know how to swim. But it was just beautiful seeing all these beautiful Black children, young people teaching swimming. And they were serious about it, and they were attentive. And I was quite moved by their care and commitment. So what do you have to do to recruit young people to be swim teachers and lifeguards and all of that?
Mm-hmm. So all of my staff is from the New Haven community, and they're all people of color. So I'm very proud of that. Three of my swim instructors were already here at LEAP prior to me coming, but then the others, they all had some type of connection to LEAP, and they called me and they were they said, "Hey, I heard that the aquatics program is up and running again. Can I come back? Like, I've had experience with LEAP and I really would like to be in aquatics." But other types of recruitment is I call athletic directors at the local New Haven high schools. I also go to different high schools to talk to the administration to see if any of their students are interested.
Wow. Also, now, do people call you when they need lifeguards? Like, are people calling you to, like, y'all got some extra lifeguards over there we can hire? Do they do that? Do people do that?
So, actually, it's more like, so Hill House, they do a lifeguard certification, and they call me when they have lifeguards for me.
Oh, that's good. Is that good? Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yes, it's good.
So tell me about, what, how many kids can you have? Do you have a number that you want in the pool at any given time? Do you have a number where you is comfortable and safe to teach? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so right now we have 32 individuals enrolled in night lessons. But it's not, that does not mean that 32 people are in the pool at once, because that is not safe. Each of our sessions has 8 slots, so 8 swimmers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so in our, we have 8 adults enrolled and 24 children enrolled, and there are 4 classes total each week. So on Mondays and Wednesdays, there are 2 child lessons. The first one is 6 to 6:45, and the second one is 7 to 7:45. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have the 1 adult lesson that's at from 6 to 6:45. And then the third child lesson from 7 to 7:45.
Mm. And so what do you do on the weekends? Do you have swim on the weekends?
No.
Just like, no, we swim during the week. That's enough.
Yeah. But like, eventually we will have events, but we don't, it's not like we don't have swim lessons during the weekend.
I wouldn't mind a Saturday swim lesson. A Saturday morning swim lesson. Like, I would sign up for that, or Saturday afternoon, you know, Saturday morning. I think I'd like to get it out the way, but Saturday morning wouldn't be bad.
Okay. Yeah. That's some good feedback.
So, talk to me a little bit about what else can you offer? Like, do you offer water aerobics? Have you thought about that kind of stuff? Do you do stuff with seniors? Like, what are some of the things you're thinking about bringing to the LEAP aquatics department?
So some of the things that I have been thinking about is water aerobics for the senior citizens in the New Haven community, especially those who suffer with arthritis. Mm-hmm. You know, being in the pool, like I was saying, it's like good for physical and mental health, but truly being in the water is a form of therapy. And so I would really like to have the senior citizens come in to like help with their joint movement and their muscles, and just taking like that stress off their body that they already have.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So now, Ryan, did you ever swim competitively?
Yes.
I mean, I know on teams, but did you think about turning pro? Did you think about the Olympics? Like, what? How do you think about swimming? Because I'm fascinated that you're such a young woman with a whole swim history.
Yeah. So I, you know, when I was younger, I thought like, oh yeah, I'll go to the Olympics for breaststroke. But honestly, I wasn't good enough. You know, I wasn't good enough. And that's completely okay. And it was like, it wasn't like an actual dream where I was like, yeah, I can do it. Like, I'll prep for it. It was just like, you know, it would be cool to go to the Olympics, but no.
Okay. All right. How often do you swim now? Like, do you swim for pleasure? Is there swim teams available to you? Like, how do you stay in the water on your own? You know what I mean? Like, without being the aquatics director?
Mm-hmm. So I live in North Haven, mm-hmm. and I go to the North Haven pool, and I swim laps there. Because it, really? It's a, mm-hmm, yep.
And so what is the pleasure you get out of swimming?
I mean, I truly just, I'm in my element when I'm in the water. You know, I feel like a little fish, and I really feel like I'm in the moment when I'm swimming, you know? And that's one of my like major goals, is to just like live in the moment more and more. And when I'm swimming, I just feel really like at one with myself and in the moment.
Are you an ocean swimmer?
I actually have, I've been to the beach and I've swam in the ocean, but I've never like actually swam in the ocean.
Really?
Yeah.
No diving off a boat and swimming and.
Oh, okay. Yes, I have done that. Like I've gone like snorkeling, and when I went to Barbados last Christmas, and I did some diving in the ocean, but I've never done it as a hobby.
Oh, okay. So mm-hmm. that's not your thing, but you like to swim, and pools are your thing.
Yeah, pools are my thing.
Okay. Are you a goggle wearer?
Yes.
Okay. And what do goggles do for you? What do goggles do for us when we wear them?
So they when you're swimming, it helps like everything look clear. So you can have your eyes open and you see everything just like you'd see everything like above the water. And it also helps so that the chlorine doesn't irritate your eyes.
Okay. All right. And so, because mm-hmm. I wear glasses, I have goggles, and I think part of the fear of swimming for me was before I was wearing goggles, I couldn't see. Excuse me, you can't swim with your glasses. And I have contacts, but I don't know if I can swim with contacts in my eyes. So the goggles made sense. But you tell me.
You can get prescription goggles.
Yes.
One of my lifeguards wears them.
I was thinking about that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I put my goggles on, it really made a huge difference without prescription. It made a huge difference. Like I could see. I was like, oh, this is not scary.
Exactly. It makes everything clearer.
I like it. I like it. All right. So if somebody is contemplating going to swimming, what should they keep in mind? Like, what do they need? What should they frame out for themselves?
Well, to relieve the stress, you know, we provide everything. So towels, goggles, swim caps, swimsuits, swim trunks, all of that. We also provide lotion so that after.
Whoa, that is so black.
I know, right? Yeah, so that helps. So they don't, like you said earlier, they don't have to stress financially about bringing materials. And then, you know, you just have to come with a positive mindset and come ready to get out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, there's been a lot of national pushes around getting Black people, Black children in particular, to swim. I know there's, I think Sigma Gamma Rho sorority or Zeta Phi Beta sorority, one of the mm-hmm. sororities has taken on pressing for swim awareness and swim lessons in communities that historically have been left out of swimming. And what do you say to parents, Ryan, about the importance of having their children learn how to swim?
Yeah, well, when you're a child, you know, your brain is still developing. And as a child, your brain is like a sponge. And so you're able to learn things a lot easier. So when you get your kids into these swim lessons and they consistently do the swim lessons, then they will be set for the rest of their lives. So I really encourage the community to start your children with swim lessons like as soon as possible so that they have the skill for the rest of their lives.
So now what is the cost of swim lessons? Like what are parents, you know, what do they have to think about?
Mm-hmm. So at LEAP, our swim lessons are subsidized. For children, it's only $80 for 10 swim lessons. And for adults, it's $100 for 10 swim lessons. So for children, $8 per swim lesson. And for adults, $10 per swim lesson.
I like that. And so now do you have people coming back for like multiple lessons at a clip?
So right now we're in our first round, but multiple families have told me like, hey, Ryan, when's the next registration? Because we are going to register again. And so I'm looking forward to seeing the same faces in the pool. And that just proves to me that they're committed to learning.
Yeah, because you want to keep them swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And if they know the LEAP pool, for, you know, they feel comfortable and safe coming there, why wouldn't they sign up again? I would do it.
Exactly. Hey, maybe I'll see you in the next adult one.
I want to gotta figure out some better hours, but you know, so when you think about this LEAP job, what was it about it that was appealing to you?
Yeah, so prior to moving to Connecticut, I did AmeriCorps in Boston.
Oh, I love AmeriCorps.
Yes, and I was a geometry and American politics tutor, and I absolutely love working with children. And while I was in Boston, I was also working with a lot of children of color. I was at a charter school, and I also nannied all of my life, so I just have like a really good connection with children. And I already did one nonprofit with AmeriCorps, and I really loved it. And so I found out about LEAP, and I knew that LEAP was a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in New Haven, and they were looking for an aquatics director, and I love swimming. It's my passion. So I applied.
That's such a nice thing to see somebody come to a job that they love. Did you think that you always wanted to find a job as an aquatics director? Like what was your work life like? Were you always teaching swimming, working in swimming?
So when I was in high school, when I was in 10th and 11th grade, I was a lifeguard. So I had like some experience with like working in aquatics, but I never thought like, oh yeah, this is going to be my career. My actually like forte is political organizing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But you know, the sphere of politics is crazy, and it was very stressful for me. So I wanted to take a step back, focus on my mental health, and just switch over.
Okay. And so how long have you been here?
I've only been here since January.
Wow. So not long.
Mm-hmm.
And you've already got the aquatics program up and running.
Mm-hmm.
And so talk to me about what you hope to do with it. Like, is there some dream for it that you have? Like when you were interviewing, did you tell them, you know what, I'd like to grow the program to do this or that, or the other thing? Or did they even ask you that? I'm asking you.
No, they asked me. So one thing I want to do is be more, even more inclusive. So I know with many Muslim women, they're,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, so they're not able to swim in front of men. And so one program I would want to do is have Muslim women come and swim where they like, you know, they can just swim in peace and not feel like, you know, just like make them comfortable in swimming and open that to them. And some other programs that I have in mind is, like, we were talking about doing water aerobics with the senior citizens, and also opening up, like, maybe like Mommy Mondays, where like moms and their kids come in and swim. So yeah.
Oh, I like that. I like that very much. I like that. You know, New Haven is pool rich, I think. You know, we got a pool at Hill House. We got a pool at, I don't know, is there a pool at Cross? I don't know if there's a pool at Cross.
I'm actually not sure.
I know there's a pool at the John Martinez School. That's where my kids learned. My kids learned at Leap and at the Y. So they were at the Y, they were at Leap, and then they were at the John Martinez School. Because like we kept, New Haven Parks and Rec has a swim program.
Leap's pool is the oldest indoor pool in New Haven.
Whoa! Now that I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
Older than the Wise pool? That's interesting. Very interesting. Okay. I got me a little bit of trivia.
Right?
I got me a little bit of trivia. So, all right. So does your whole family swim? Does everybody in your house swim? Your mother, father, aunts, grandparents?
So, I actually taught my mom how to swim.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was interesting.
Did she take direction well?
It was, you know, I was like 13 when I taught her how to swim. So I definitely did not have the skills to like do it well. But, you know, I got her comfortable getting in the pool, had her like submerged, just like we teach the kids at Leap. And my grandparents had a pool. So her parents had a pool. And so my sister and my brother and I, we would always swim, but she definitely was not the swimmer.
Wow. But does she swim now?
No. So like she knows how to swim now, but she doesn't swim, if that makes sense.
And does she say why? Because I'm suspecting your mother and I, your mother might be a little bit younger than me, but way younger than me, but does she say why?
My mom's 60. Sorry.
Okay,
mom.
So we're the same.
Sorry, mom, if I'm exposing your age.
So we're the same age. I will be 60 in May. So
happy early birthday.
Thank you very much. So why isn't she swimming?
Truly, I couldn't tell you. Could not tell you.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So will there be opportunities to have like a swim team, Ryan? You know, like a New Haven swim team? Is there such a thing? I don't even know. I'm not in the swim world like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know either. I know some people have been like, oh, a Leap swim team would be cool, but I like just don't really know the logistics behind that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting to think about. I would love to see a swim team, you know, that could, you know, swim against other communities and other swim clubs. And 'cause I'm sure there's swim clubs all over the place. And we can have our own swim club. And you could have like the 60 and over crowd and the 20 and younger crowd. You know what I mean? Like you could have all kinds of categories of swimmers, you know.
Multiple leagues.
Yes. So, all right. So, how are you finding New Haven these days?
I haven't had much opportunities to go out and explore.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I've like really been focusing on work. But it's really cool that Yale is here, you know? And I like that there are just so many people of color that I'm surrounded by.
Yeah. There's a lot of activity. So once you get plugged in, and I got your number, so I'll shoot you stuff. So you can go
definitely,
and see things and participate in things and find you a tribe of young people such as yourself so that you can, you know, have your own tribe of people to hang out, run with. You know,
this
is a great town for that, I think.
Yeah, I need more of a social life.
Yes, you need a social life. You cannot spend all your time in the pool. Cannot spend all your time in the pool. So now, would you say summer is a busy time for y'all?
Mm-hmm.
I would think so.
We have a summer camp.
Okay. Oh, you do a summer camp too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know Leap does summer, but how does that relate to the kids get in the pool too? Like, they have opportunity. Really?
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's wonderful. I like that. So they could get it in, even, you know, separate and apart from just taking the lessons.
Exactly. Yeah.
I like that.
Because we not only do the swim lessons, but one of our resources for the after school program is to have the pool as one of the resources for the kids.
Oh, I like that. So mm-hmm. that they could get some pool safety skills and swim skills in, you know, mm-hmm. as part of their summer experience, which I think is great. So
exactly, especially during the summer.
Yes. Well, Ryan, mm-hmm. it has been my pleasure to talk to you. I've been waiting to talk to you for quite some time. And ever since I met you at the Schubert. So I'm so excited that you're over at Leap as the aquatics director. I look forward to seeing more of you.
I am so honored to be on with you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. I will see you soon. If not, I will definitely be in the pool at some point. I'll come over and swim. And mm-hmm. get your work on getting your mama in the pool. Tell your mama another 60-year-old said, we're going to get in the pool together.
Yes. You have my number. So just let me know when you're ready to dive in.
I will. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Oh, so, Harry, if you could put up the leap swim thing, that would be nice, because we're about to bounce out of here. But I want people to sort of, you know, go over to the Leap website if you want more information. They have a whole website, leapforkids.org, and they got a whole slot. Yes, they got a whole slot for swimming. So if you scroll down, you can find all the swim information and the next registration period and all of that. And it's well worth your time. Leap has been doing this for a very long time. And y'all now see Ryan, so you can feel safe and assured that your children will be well taken care of.
Yes.
Yes, there we go, swimming. So thank you so much, Ryan. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you. All right, Harry. Thank you so much. Paul, thank you so much. I will be back Monday. Guess who I have? I have Susan Klinard coming on Monday. You know, that world famous sculptor. She's going to come on and we got to talk art. So I will see y'all soon. Take good care.
Hi, this is Babs Rawls Ivy from New Haven, Connecticut. And you're listening to WNHHLP 103.5 FM, streaming live at newhavenindependent.org. Yeah. We'll keep